Good morning, this is Case, and today we are reading Psalm 21. Psalm 21. The king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire, and you have not withheld the request of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life and you gave it him, length of day and forever and ever. Through the victories you gave him, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold of all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in a blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing praise. So we will sing and praise your might. The whole of this psalm is just one long, not so long, song about the goodness of God, his protection, his provision. And the king here is the one that's the subject of these things, but in the New Testament it's all of us. God provides for us in every way. He listens to us, he hears our prayers, and he protects us always. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you that we can rely on you for provision and protection in every situation. Always. Lord, when we trust in you, you will never let us down. Thank you for that. And teach us to trust you more and more. Amen.